This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. The thing about graduating into a recession like the one this country went through 10 years ago is that it's not just those first couple of years out of school that can be tough. You pay the price for that bad timing you had for years. Marketplace's Scott Tong went to Arkansas to talk to some members of the class of 2008.
When Luis Calderon graduated from the University of Central Arkansas back in 2008, he had the immigrant dreams of his whole family on his shoulders.
I studied economics with emphasis in international trade.
His story starts at St. Mary's Catholic School in a modest part of town. He took me there to the playground.
I had that thing that had a ball
attached. Tennis ball.
Yeah, that was hard for me.
He enrolled here at the age of 13 when his family moved from Guatemala. His father gave up a high-end government job back home with fancy lunches and a chauffeur to be the school janitor. Embarrassing.
You know, some of the kids were like, "Who's that?" He's like, "Oh, that's my dad. He's cleaning the bathroom." Yeah. And I wouldn't even want to go to the bathroom because he was in there cleaning.
The family became naturalized citizens, and Luis went on to the University of Central Arkansas, a semi-selective public school in the South. And the whole plan was that the family investment would have a return, a diploma, and a good job for Luis Calderon.
My goal was, okay, when I graduate college, my first job, I need to make at least $75,000. At least.
As a senior, this econ major figured he'd work at a multinational bank or telecom company and wear fancy suits and fancy planes. And then, in the spring of 2008, the bank Bear Stearns went under and the financial system tanked. And by graduation, when he and his friends sang the alma mater at the University of Central Arkansas, the economy was losing 229,000 jobs per month. All he could find was a local bank teller gig.
I was making about $10.25 an hour, so we could do the math. $28,000 a year.
Okay.
Let's see. Well, not even. About $22,000, $23,000 a year.
When you graduate into a recession, several studies suggest the damage can be lasting. You make less than your non-recession friends, and you don't catch up for 10, even 20 years, depending on how deep the recession is. Some people never catch up, says economist Philip Oriopoulos at the University of Toronto.
We certainly find a significant fraction of graduates that are permanently affected. And even for those that are not, they do come off quite worse off over the lifetime.
As far as earnings over a lifetime, several studies find recession grads can make $60,000 to $100,000 less than their luckier peers. How's that? Well, in general, they start out in lousy first jobs and they get stuck.
Not only did they end up with lower wages, but they ended up in firms that tended to be smaller and tended to pay less.
Arkansas is one of the poorest states. And in the Great Recession, its job market bounced back more slowly than the rest of the country. Still, Luis Calderon tried to move up at the bank. He applied to be a loan officer, at which point the interviewer told him.
He said, "Well, Luis, the people in our area are used to seeing a certain kind of individual. And I don't know that you fit that mold."
And this is what that mold meant.
He said, "Maybe in a couple of years where the Hispanic market is a little bigger, that can help you." So that's when he clicked. I said, "Aha."
3 weeks later, he quit. And he got a customer service job at Blue Cross Blue Shield, even though his paycheck went down. He's still there today and says he's made peace with his financial reality. He's married, owns a house.
Hey, puppy.
With a big dog and a small daughter.
Birthday party.
Birthday party, so yeah. They're balloons.
And to make all this happen, Calderon has borrowed and paid off his credit cards by raiding his retirement plan. For him, that's the price of graduating into a recession that caused the economy to shed more than 8 million jobs. And still?
And I'm way, way, way better than what my parents ever were. And not being happy about where I'm at, not being happy to enjoy the blessings that I have would be a disservice to the sacrifices that both of my parents have made.
Today, he's a supervisor at work, but still far short of his ideal starting salary from a decade ago. In Little Rock, Arkansas, I'm Scott Tong for Marketplace.